This is Strictly Sales with Jeff Hoffman and CC Bazaar. For more information, go to Overview Labs or mjhoffman.com.
Hi there, and thank you for joining the Strictly Sales Library, your wiki for all your sales questions. My name is CC Bazaar, and I'm joined here today by Jeff Hoffman. Jeff, thanks for being here.
Oh, my pleasure, CC. Thanks for inviting me.
Excellent. So we would like to talk a little bit about common objections and give people out there listening a bite-sized way to handle the things that they're hearing all the times on the phone. And the first common objection we like to handle is that famous line, "Oh, great, just sends over some information."
Yeah, pretty common.
Pretty common. Yeah. So before we jump right into the role play here, anything you'd like to offer up as kind of a theory around that?
Well, I mean, I think we all know that when people say "send me information," they're unlikely that they really want information. They probably just want to get you off the phone call as politely and with as little adversity as possible. So that's a really common way that we kind of end conversations. So I start by saying that every rep who listens to this needs to have an answer for that question. And it always baffles me when reps don't have a great answer, because it's almost like, well, you never heard that objection before. I mean, you should be pretty well, you know, accustomed to hearing "send me information." So, you know, there's a lot of ways you can handle it. And let's be really clear on what objections are. This isn't a real objection. You know, we talk about objections in other podcasts, and objections are rooted in questions or challenges about our products and services. And there's all kinds. But when someone offers an objection on a cold call, because that's when you hear something like "send me information," it's not really an objection, because it's not something you can handle. It's not something you can move. It's not something you can overcome. It's not a question of what can I say to make them not want information, or what can I say so that, well, I did want information, but now I want to talk to you. That's just not going to happen. What we want to do is establish some level of continuity so that when we send the information, we still have high social value. So probably the best way of doing it is in a role play. So why don't we have CC, maybe you could be that harried prospect that just doesn't have a lot of time when I call.
All right. Well, Jeff, thanks so much for the call. Here's what I think. If you could just send me over some information in an email, that would be great. I'll take a look at it and let you know if I have any questions.
Okay, I'm happy to do that. We've got a lot of information here. I can send an email. Was there something specific you wanted to see in this email?
If you could just send over a one-pager on your product and maybe some pricing, that would be great.
Okay, I can send that over. Question for you. I'm going to give you a day to look over the one page I send over to you. And when I give you a call tomorrow, CC, to get your feedback on that doc, will you take my call? All right, stop. I'm not going to let you answer yet, because there's a lot of answers you can give me.
Right.
But that's the first way I'm going to handle that request.
Okay.
So let's talk about what I did. So the prospect said, "send me information," and I said, I did what?
You said, "is there anything in particular that you were looking for?"
Right. Now that we all know what they're about to say, which is?
Oh, just a one-pager, some pricing information.
Yeah. So it's like a general information or one-pager. And I answered very slowly, too. I said, yeah. It's a pause. And I kind of said, yeah, I'm happy to do it. What do you want to see? And you gave me some general info. And then I said, I'd be happy to do that. I'm going to give you a day. What does that mean? I'm going to give you a day.
A window of 24 hours to review the information.
That's true, but it was interesting that, you know, I'm using the word "I'm going to give you a day." Like, it's for me to give. I don't really think that's true, but I'm using language that I'm letting you off the hook. I'm giving you one day to read this. And when that day is expired, I'm going to call you. Will you take my call? It's a very direct close. Chances are, if I say, I'm not saying, is it okay if I call you tomorrow, or when can I follow up? Or can you call me if you got any questions? I said, I'm calling you. The question is not when. The question is, will you take the call? And she says, they're overwhelming. She's not going to say yes. You're not going to say yes, CC.
No.
You're also not going to say no. You're going to say, well, tomorrow's crazy, or I don't know what, if I'm around, or if I have time. Like, some kind of goofy answer. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to go for my ultimate close. So we'll finish out the call. We'll go back in the role play. CC, when I call you tomorrow, will you take my call?
Well, tomorrow's kind of crazy for me. Give me a try. I don't know.
Well, when I do call tomorrow, when I want to speak to someone live, who should I ask for? Time out. That's probably the best I can do with this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling tomorrow. That is immovable. Immovable. I'm calling your company tomorrow. Either I'm going to call you and you'll take it, or you can give me the name of someone else and I'll call them. she says, I don't know, it'd be me, or you could try so-and-so, or I'm not sure to send me. I mean, I don't know what she's going to say. I can't promise, you know, gold and riches on the send me information, but we want to maintain some level of steering the ship so I can absolutely call tomorrow and see if I can work the call again.
Absolutely. I love it. I think that this is gold. Everyone out there that's listening, this is how you handle that question. And I know everyone gets it all the time. I shadow reps. I hear these calls. And it's normally met with, okay, yeah, what's the best email address that I can send that to? This keeps you in control and keeps you steering the ship. Jeff, thanks so much for this. This is great.
You bet.